This is a really good illustration of the severity of the impact of malnutrition on immunity. This is data from a study that was carried out in Bangladeshi children, and it shows you the number of episodes of diarrhea in these two bars here, and the duration of episodes of diarrhea in these two bars here. And what we're comparing here is well-nourished children with malnourished children. So the well-nourished children are shown here in the purple, and the malnourished children here shown in the pink. And what you can see here is that the malnourished children have a higher number of episodes of diarrhea than those that were well-nourished, and a very significantly higher duration of episodes of diarrhea compared with the children that are well-nourished. So malnourished children have more severe diarrhea than those who are well-nourished. This is really important because diarrhea is a major factor in childhood death in developing countries. So being poorly nourished is directly linked to a higher rate of mortality, a higher rate of death in developing countries, particularly when you look at the link between malnutrition and diarrhea. I'm going to look at some specific nutrients now to show you exactly how they affect the immune system and what is the evidence that they affect the immune system. I'm going to focus on micronutrients, that is vitamins and minerals. And I'm going to show you examples of two vitamins and two minerals that have been shown very clearly to affect the immune system. But before I do that, I just want to introduce some general concepts about the effects of vitamins and minerals on the immune system. The first concept is that a deficiency in vitamins and minerals can very quickly lead to an alteration in immune response. And the extent of the impairment of the immune response depends on how severe the deficiency is, whether the person already has an infection, and what their age is, how old they are, because in older people, deficiency can have a bigger impact. It's also really important to understand that for many micronutrients, excessive intake, that is taking too much, is also associated with impaired immune response. There's often a tendency to think that just because something is good, that taking more is better. That is definitely not the case. And in fact, we have very good evidence to suggest that if you take too much, you can actually do a lot of harm. And I'll give you some specific examples of that in a few minutes. So I want to start by looking at vitamin A as my first example. Vitamin A is what we call a fat-soluble vitamin. We actually don't need very much. And in most countries, people have very adequate intakes of vitamin A. You don't even need to eat it every day because our bodies store it very well. You find it in dairy products, so milk, cheese, yogurt. You also find it in eggs, and also quite high quantities in oily fish like mackerel, salmon, and so on. But there are places where there are deficiencies in vitamin A, and it's been shown that deficiency in vitamin A is associated with increased risk of infection. Vitamin A is particularly important in maintaining the structure of our gut. And our gut, you remember, is one of the physical barriers of the immune system. And it's also really important in skin function, so it maintains a healthy skin. So if you're deficient in vitamin A, it's associated with a breakdown of the integrity or the structure of the gut. Your gut becomes weaker and more leaky, so infections are more likely to penetrate into the gut. And it's also associated with skin function. With skin infection, because your skin function is not as good if you're deficient in vitamin A. Now, a lot of studies have been done in developing countries where people who are deficient, especially children, who are deficient in vitamin A, are given supplements of vitamin A, and the effects are recorded. So it's been shown in a lot of studies that replenishing vitamin A in people who are deficient decreases mortality, decreases death, in children aged 6 months to 5 years by 30%. And it's also been shown that frequent small doses are better than infrequent high doses. So it's better to have small amounts frequently than to have large amounts but not very often. It's been shown in those studies that giving vitamin A to people who are deficient regenerates their damaged gut tissue and it reduces the incidence and duration of diarrhea. As I said, that's very important because diarrhea is a major factor in childhood death, especially in this sort of age, under the age of 5. So there's a strong relationship between vitamin A and gut infections, particularly also skin infections. There's also some interest in vitamin A and respiratory infections, so things like cold and flu. But the evidence in that area is much more contradictory. And it seems that the effects of vitamin A very much depend on whether the people are well-nourished or malnourished in the first place. So it's been shown that in malnourished children, low-dose supplements of vitamin A can reduce the severity of infection. But that's not seen in children who are not malnourished. And in fact, in children who are not malnourished, some studies have shown that vitamin A actually increases the severity of respiratory infections. This is a good example of where if someone already has enough of a particular nutrient, then giving more is not necessarily a good thing, and in fact, it can actually be harmful. So if you have children who are deficient in vitamin A, they can benefit from having supplements in terms of respiratory infections. But if you give vitamin A to children who are not deficient, then it can actually cause harm. So why should vitamin A cause harm in children who are not malnourished? Well, we think it's because vitamin A encourages production of mucus, and normally that's a good thing. But if you have too much mucus and you get a respiratory infection, then actually that can make your infection more severe because you can't clear all that mucus. And so in situations where people already have enough vitamin A, but they get more and they produce too much mucus, that can actually make their infection more severe. So there are good reasons why you need to look at whether somebody is already deficient and only use supplements if they are deficient in the first place.